Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Frances Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it was an exciting event, I think. I think a lot of people will be excited about this coming up Saturday, October 21st in Commerce. This is free child car seat checks, and we hear so much about the importance of children being in their car seats.
A lot of people don't know all of the rules and regulations. In fact, I was having a conversation with one of our constables lately, and he was like, well, it's a little more complicated than that. So a lot of people think, well, it's age related, it's weight related, it's height related. It's all of the above. Mm. So it can be very complicated, and we hope that having this event will increase the education and make sure that our kids are safe when they're riding in those seats.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't take it for granted that, first of all, that the seat is installed properly or that particular seat is right for that particular child, as you say.
Don't take it for granted. And, you know, another thing that a lot of people don't think about, if your car has a car seat in it and you're involved in a wreck, you should not be using that car seat. A lot of people don't know that.
I'll say that again.
If your car has a car seat in it and you're involved in a wreck of any kind, that car seat has been in a wreck, and so you shouldn't use it again.
Really?
Correct.
Really? So even if there was no apparent damage to the car seat?
Correct.
Well, but that's the law, is it?
That's the highly recommended.
Ah.
And then another thing that they'll be looking for is things that are on recall. There are so often recalls, and, you know, we get them from our cars and that kind of thing. Car seats, you know, there's no I signed on the dotted line. Mm-hmm. So people don't know when their car seat's under a recall. Mm-hmm. And that's a big safety issue.
I guess the thing with the wrecks is that there could be damage to it, but you wouldn't see it. It would not be apparent.
Example, my niece is in a car seat, and the hail damage that the windows and the vehicle broke, and they said, throw that car seat away. And my niece is like, I don't understand. Well, there could be glass in the car seat. I mean, we just don't think about all of the safety issues that those 2-3-year-olds could be inhibited by.
Could be very fine.
Exactly.
And not easy to see. So is this the first time you've done this?
This is the first time. We're very excited. It's a partnership with TxDOT, Hunt Regional Healthcare. We're going to be here in Commerce at the emergency department. It's on a Saturday, so we hope that clients are available. We tried not to pick working hours, that kind of thing. Alliance Bank is going to provide some refreshments. But we hope it's just a fun, informative. And then the car seat check is free. Anybody can come drive through. It's going to be basically a drive through and get their car seats checked, make sure the child's in the right car seat, etc. But there will be some free car seats available to those who qualify. So if you've got a family who is on assistance of any kind, whether it be food stamps, etc., they can come in if they need a car seat, fill out the paperwork, and get a free car seat.
Hmm. We're talking with Frances Dalby, and Frances is executive director of the Hunt County United Way. This event we're talking about is free child car seat checks at the Hunt Regional Emergency Center in Commerce, Saturday, October 21st, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Who's providing those free car seats?
TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation.
I don't guess you can say how many of the...
Well, we hope to have enough for everybody that comes, but we don't want... This is our first event, so we don't know what this is going to look like.
But again, that's for people who qualify.
The free ones are for those who qualify, but everyone needs to have that car seat checked, make sure there's no recalls, that the kid's in the right seat, all of those things.
Well, and there's some questions here that you on your flyer that will be answered. And one is, and this is a tough question to answer, when is the right time to face my child forward?
Which, again, is dependent on age, height, and weight.
Yeah, so there's a lot to learn and a lot to remember. And so this is good. This is coming up October 21st, and I bet you have a good response to that. Now, short time left, but your open enrollment period for contributions to United Way has begun?
Well, it's that time of year. Most people are thinking about their insurance and a new year and what their deductions are going to be and all of that. So if you're employed by one of the great Hunt County employers that allow payroll deductions to United Way, we certainly appreciate any and all support. For just a few dollars a pay period, you can make great things happen in Hunt County.
Mm-hmm. Do you know by heart the employers who do that, or are there too many to?
There are a long list here in Commerce. Mohawk Industries, I've actually already been up and visited with them this year. They're one of the first on the list. Hunt Regional Healthcare.
Sure.
L3 Mission Integration.
Sure.
the list goes on. Hunt County, the county itself, so a police officer, the city of Greenville. If you don't know for sure, ask your HR department.
Okay, good. And that's a nice, painless, quiet way. You don't have to think about it and write a check every month.
It goes out automatically. Yep. You probably never even miss it, right?
And the Hunt County United Way obviously does a lot of good for people in Hunt County.
We want to improve lives throughout the county.
You bet. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.